Lesson 16, text. Friends, good friends, and such good friends. Friends Among Women, adapted from Judith Vierst.
People usually think that women are friends, and when they are friends all the way. But I believe that is a narrow point of view. For the friendships I have and the friendships I see are at many levels, serve different purposes, meet different needs, and range from those as all the way as the friendship of the full sisters to that of the most casual playmates. Consider these friendships at the different levels. 1. Convenience friends. These are the women with whom, if our paths weren't crossing all the time, we'd have no particular reason to be friends. A next-door neighbor, a woman in our carpool, or maybe the mother of one of our children's closest friends. Convenience friends are convenient indeed. They'll lend us their cups and silverware for a party. They'll drive our kids to a football match when we're sick. They'll give us a lift when our car is under repair. They'll even take our cats when we go on holiday, as we will for them. But we don't, with convenience friends, ever come too close or tell too much. We maintain our public face and emotional distance. That means, says Eileen, that I'll talk about being overweight, but not about being depressed. Or I'll admit that our boy is naughty, but not nasty. Or I might say that we're pinched this month, but never that I'm worried sick over money. But that doesn't mean that there isn't sufficient value to be found in these friendships of mutual aid, in convenience friends. 2. Special interest friends. These friendships needn't involve kids or silverware or cats. Their value lies in some interest jointly shared. And so we may have a stamp friend or a tennis friend or a shopping friend or a friend from the Women's Democratic Club. I've got one woman friend, says Joyce, who likes, as I do, to take modern psychology courses, which makes it nice for me and nice for her. It's fun to go with someone you know, and it's fun to discuss what you've learned. And for the most part, she says, that's all they discuss. I'd say that what we're doing is doing together, not being together, Susan says of her tennis friend. It's mainly a tennis relationship, but we play together well, and I guess we all need to have a couple of playmates. My playmate is a shopping friend, a woman of great taste, a woman who knows exactly where to buy what, and furthermore is a woman who always knows beyond a doubt what one ought to be buying. I'm very glad to have a shopping friend when I need to buy something. 3. Historical friends. We all have friends who knew us when we were, say, in the second grade, when our family lived in that poor two-room flat in New York, when our dad was out of work for 7 months, and when I stole a pencil from a boy in my class, she was the first, the only friend we told. The years have gone by, and we've gone separate ways, and we've little in common now, but we're still a dear part of each other's past. Every time when we see or write to each other, we are put in touch with an earlier part of ourselves, which is important never to lose. 4. Crossroads friends. Like historical friends, our crossroads friends are important for the friendships we shared at a very special, now past, time of life. A time, perhaps, when we roomed in college together, or worked as eager young singles in a big city together, or went together, as my friend Elizabeth and I did, through a period of time of treatment in hospital and about 2 months of regaining our health. Crossroads friends establish powerful links, links strong enough to endure with not much more contact than once-a-year letters at Christmas. And out of respect for those crossroads years, for those dramas and dreams we once shared, we will always be friends. There are medium friends, and pretty good friends, and very good friends indeed. But the best of friends, I believe, totally love and support and trust each other and tell each other the secrets in the depths of their souls, and run, no questions asked, to help each other. Or, as the saying goes, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Words to watch.
Narrow. Friendship. Level. Casual. Playmate. Convenience. Path. Particular. Pool. Convenient. Silverware. Repair. Maintain. Emotional. Overweight. Naughty. Nasty. Pinch. Sufficient. Mutual. Aid. Involve. Jointly. Tennis. Stamp. Democratic. Psychology. Relationship. Furthermore. Historical. Flat. Common. Eager. Regain. Establish. Link. Endure. Contact. Drama. Medium. Secret. Depth. Soul.
Proper names.
Eileen. Joyce. Susan. Elizabeth. This is the end of tape 2.
Life.